Hi, Sean Haynes with the Ag Center, your weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Commodity prices on the beef side continue to slide about 20 cents per pound this week on 450 weight steers, down to about the 470 to 492 range. A lot of that's coming off of this perception that there's extra beef coming into channel through a loosening of restrictions at the border, which haven't happened. Import of cattle from Argentina and South America, again, which haven't happened. And this plant closure with Tyson, which is about 5,000 head per day of kill capacity leaving the channel, which has really already been absorbed by surrounding plants. But all of that's kind of created this consumer sentiment that's pushed the prices down, folks kind of leaving both the cash market and the futures market, right? And they kind of follow each other, and that's caused some concern. So what that's done is flip things a little bit. So the packers really have benefited from this a whole lot. They were losing about $150, $200 per head, and now have kind of flipped over to the point where they're making some money per head processed now. And then feedlots margins, which hit about $200, $250 per head on average the past few weeks, have kind of flipped now to break even into a slight loss of $16 per head, as these prices have come down relative to the calf price that they started with in the beginning, which was high. That hasn't done a lot to change prices here in the valley for drop calves, which is still about $1,200 for Holstein beef cross calves. Holstein bull calves still at $600 and Jersey beef cross at $650. That may change with the sale this week on December 10th at Overland, which sells a lot of video sales of these 450 weight cattle, and usually sets the market for the following week and months until the next sale happens. So we'll have to watch to see what happens. That's also been pushing down cull prices, both from the beef price drop as well as the drop in milk price, which is making these cows get cut out of the herd a little earlier. And we're seeing those prices down about the 140 to 148 range, which had been trading at about 168 for high yielding Holsteins. No real data yet on any breeding animals on the beef side, looking for some sales. Those really haven't happened out here in the West because of the holiday season, but we'll see those kind of ramp back up again. Milk prices came off their slide a little bit, popped back up about 25 cents. We're in the back. We had been running about 14.20 range average for 6 months. Now we're back up to the 14.60 range average for the next 6 months. Still a lot of concern with Europe bringing on a lot of volume, which is causing the butter markets to fall apart, which we need to stay at a discount to maintain the export volumes we've been seeing. That's been helping keep our increased butter supplies moving. And then cheese, same story. You know, EU market cheese is down below what we sell it for. We're chasing that, along the fact that we also have a lot of cheese coming into market with processing capacity. A lot's going to be determined by this next production report, the next couple of weeks it comes out for November production. And then also just what we see for year-over-year export volumes as they kind of slow down. Last but not least, kind of getting into the almond markets. Almonds, a lot of people waiting for this November report to come out in the next week or so. When that comes out, it's going to kind of reset prices. Prices are about 270 average for nonpareils, 260 to slightly less for Californias, and then nonpareil in-shells kind of popped up to 290 this week. I think everybody's really holding their breath to see if this crop estimate comes in too. If we see a 2.6 to 2.7 crop, we're going to see price bump. If we see a 2.7 plus crop, you'll probably see a flat line of the crop and not much else after that. But a lot of things look really good. And even though the fact that they're already starting to talk about bloom, they're talking about price down, even though we're 6 weeks into the winter, I really don't see that becoming an issue as far as what's going to happen with price. It's really going to be depending on what this final crop size comes in. That's what I got this week for commodities. Thanks.